trainers, tracks, tips. This is the Early Mail.
Gates fly back. They're off and racing.
Yes, they are off and racing today. We've got two meetings on a Friday for the race fans out there, the thoroughbred fans out there. We're at Echuca this afternoon and we're at Cranbourne tonight. So we start at 12:30 this afternoon at Echuca for a 9-race card. Then we head to Cranbourne a little bit later on, Al. That starts at, what do we got there, 5:15, ends at 8:45. So that's a big day of racing ahead of tomorrow's action at Caulfield, which we'll get our teeth into after 7 o'clock with Trev Noonan and Jared Daffy. What conditions are we racing on at Echuca and Cranbourne, please?
Echuca, good four rail, true, beautiful part of the world. Always good conditions there. Good morning to my uncle Cole. And Cranbourne tonight, good four rail, true, from the 1600 to the 1000, then three the remainder.
That confuses me when that happens. That's the conditions today. Cole, where's Cole?
My uncle Cole in Weezer's across the border in Moama.
Right.
Pretty much at Echuca.
So he'll be there at the track today?
Probably not. He's got a few health challenges at the moment, so I just wanted to give him a shout out.
Morning, Cole. Go well. Hope it's all going well for you there up there. Nice part of the world of Moama. Echuca, Moama. Great area. Let's find a winner. Ben Brisbane's got some runners for us today at Echuca. He's got one tomorrow at Caulfield as well. We'll ask about that. He's on the line with us on the Early Mail. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. Didn't head to the ball. Nothing for you at the ball?
We had one there yesterday, so he ran well without being competitive. But, we got back last night and back to work this morning.
Righto. Well, let's get back to work with a winner today at Echuca. A race 4, number 10, Special Spot is in action today. Albury 18 days ago over the 1500 jumps to the 2100 today. I did notice that the Freedmans have got a $1.45 pop in there, but how's Special Spot going to go?
Yeah, physically this horse is right there, but mentally he's probably still got plenty of maturing to do. So probably another stepping stone today. I was a little bit disappointed how he finished his race off at Albury, so we're looking for an improved effort today. But he looks like he's going to be a racehorse, but he needs to show us now.
Righto, that's race 4, number 10, Special Spot this afternoon at Echuca. Race 5, number 15, Sheer Lunacy is first emergency, but we'll get a start because there's a scratching, so that's good news. Jumps out of barrier 3, is jumping up again from the 16 to the 2100. Is that more suitable for us?
Yeah, should be, and a good barrier means we can probably ride him a bit further forward today. He's a nice big horse who's on the right side of the handicapper. I think in an ideal world, he's much better on really soft tracks, but just can't find them at the moment, so he needs to be going round and keeping his fitness up. But he certainly wouldn't surprise if he'd be very competitive today. I think when he gets his conditions, he might be able to put a couple of races together.
All right, so good feedback for all Sheer Lunacy, $26 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Race 6, number 10, Paris Shiraz has had a good campaign. Has had two wins in the last four starts, a second as well. Can we go again today?
Yeah, I think she can. She's finally learning how to win races, and she wasn't disgraced at all the last start at Seymour. So I think she's in career best form. She's certainly showing us that at home, and from a good gate today with Alana, who knows her well, she'd be very competitive. Obviously, a little bit nervous of the Freeman and Griffith the Cot runners. They were obviously, I think they have sort of wraps on them a bit earlier in their careers, so they might have a bit more upside, but if they don't, I think she'll take the beating.
Right, no, that's race 6, number 10, Paris Shiraz, 5:50 in the markets at tab.com.au. Then you got one for us tomorrow as well at Caulfield, race 6, number 5, Patchouli Dream. Is Zach Spain in the saddle? What's the Dream going to give us tomorrow?
Yeah, she'll run well. Her form's actually, super. I think they've missed her in the market a little bit. She's always overperformed for us, but she's very genuine, and I see no reason why she couldn't be competitive in that race tomorrow. So I think the form's all stood up, and she's a winner. So it wouldn't surprise me to see her on top three. Although, again, it's a race where there's plenty of horses with spruks on.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. That's race 6, number 5 tomorrow. But today we've got the three runners we had a chat about. Which one's your best today for the punters, Benny?
I think Paris Shiraz is probably, the one that's in career best form, so we'll stick with her.
I reckon we do
Mares in form.
Yeah, Mares in form. Paris Shiraz, race 6, number 10 of the Echuca this afternoon, $5.50 in the early markets at tab.com.au. We wish you the best of luck, mate. Appreciate your time this morning. Go get them.
Have a good day.
Good stuff, Ben Brisbane with us. Three today to Chuka. We will take it. Race 6, number 10. And what the hour we'll be having tonight with the Spaniard when the Blues get over the line. A Paris Shiraz.